Hello?
Yeah, we must have gotten disconnected.
Yeah. The last name is F like Frank, I like Igloo, O like Orange, R like Robert, A like Apple, N like Nancy, then I like Igloo.
I had that all wrong. 1 second. Let me try that again. I'm sorry. All right. 1 second. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that?
It's Fiorani.
Fiorain. I'm terrible with last names.
Fio, so just think like Fio, F-I-O, right? Fiorani.
Fiorani.
Yep, that's close enough. That's a lot better than what most people do.
All right, and it's 2/20/1960, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a young man. There's nothing populating on his behalf. Do you have his social?
I do not have that social, no.
Okay.
What happened is Stella said she looked it up yesterday, mm-hmm. and she said he doesn't have Medicaid, that I could apply for it or something, but I said he only has Medicare.
Right. Yeah, it's not showing like there's anything for him, but that doesn't mean that he's not eligible. Now that he's in the hospital, did the caseworker tell you that she's going to submit a referral for Medicaid to see if they can get him in? Or no?
No, they didn't. They weren't going to submit anything for him because he has Medicare already.
Yeah, but Medicaid is a separate program that's approved by the state based on income. What's your dad's income?
He's disabled. He doesn't have it. Like, the only thing he has is whatever he gets from the state.
So then he's eligible. This would be the time to put in an application for Medicaid.
What? I'm confused because I always took it when the people talked to us before. They said if he has Medicare and that kind of stuff, that he can't get no other assistance or
no,
any other.
No, listen to me. Medicare is when you're growing old with disabilities.
Yeah.
So you have Part A and Part B.
Uh-huh.
Medicaid is a state-funded program that covers long-term care needs. Everything that Medicare does not cover, Medicaid does, like home care services. So this would be the time for you to put in an application to see if he can get awarded home care so that we can pay you to be his attendant.
Oh, they act like that wasn't possible, that because he had Medicare and he has coverage that he couldn't get Medicaid. We asked that one time before.
That's inaccurate information.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Because they're two separate programs.
Uh-huh.
One is where, you know, you qualify for it based on disabilities. And if you worked and you paid your taxes, you could retire and collect your Medicare funds.
Uh-huh.
The other one is a state-funded program where you have to physically apply for Medicaid. And it's income-based. So if you're telling me that your dad is on disability and his income is not, he doesn't have $100,000 put away in the bank, then of course he's eligible. We just have to put in a referral.
Yeah, he has a lot of issues that I'm the one that's always taking care of him. But people are saying, man, you take care of him so much.
Yeah, you should be getting paid.
Programs.
Yes.
Yeah, I never even knew it. Because they said the other option is he would be normally be put into a home and the state would pay for it anyway.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. You want to keep him
no.
home for as long as possible
no,
and get
that,
paid
exactly.
for it. Exactly.
Yeah, I want him home.
I'm going to submit it anyway. Listen, it doesn't hurt to try. If you're telling me that he has no assets under his name, no house under his name, he's basically disabled, making a certain amount of money.
My dad doesn't. My father doesn't own. So what happens is my father has grand mal seizures, and he's had them for years. So due to grand mal seizures, he was never allowed to drive.
To work. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do a lot of stuff. And then those things gradually kind of built into other health problems.
Of course. Yeah, because you're underutilizing your potential. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his heart and other things went there.
Start failing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's taken a lot of care and – that's my dad. I'm going to do it whether I get paid or not. But if
good
I could get
you.
Paid to do it, if I get paid to do it, that's great for me because sometimes you may lose out on work or there's things that you have to do to get there. And I never knew this existed.
Right. Yeah, no, it exists. We're going to assist you. All right. What's your address, sir? Your dad's address?
It's 247 West Park Drive, Bridgeton, New Jersey, 08.
Yep. West Park Drive.
Uh-huh.
In New Jersey, you said?
Bridgeton, Bridgeton. The zip code is 08302.
And what county are you in?
Cumberland County.
Okay, I'm going to send the referral to our sister agency that can further assist you out in New Jersey, okay?
Okay, great. Thank
yep,
you.
And it doesn't hurt to try. What's your name, sir, and point of contact? I'm going to put son and point of contact. What's your name?
Yes, Kevin. Same as his, Kevin Jr.
Kevin Jr. Got it, Kevin Jr. All right, you take care of yourself and good luck to your dad, okay?
Yeah, thank you for the help.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.